My Science, Schenectady, New York's Museum of Innovation and Science, has a lot going on. You can escape winter's seemingly never-ending chill and discover hundreds of brilliantly covered colored native butterflies at MySci's new indoor butterfly house, which is open through April 19th. Dr. Mac Suddeth is MySci's executive director. He joins us to talk about the butterfly house and other goings-on at MySci, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Mac back to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
It's great to be back.
Also, we are joined by Dr. Radoslav Podorilo, who is a principal scientist in chemistry and chemical engineering at GE Global Research. Tonight, he'll be giving a lecture at MySci entitled Learning from Nature, Advancing Technologies from Biomimicry and Biomimetics. Is that correct? Biomimetics?
Yes.
Excellent. And you promise to tell me what that is, right?
Yes.
Okay. And to bioinspiration, he's going to tell us a bit about sensors that were inspired by the iridescent scales of the Morpho butterfly wings. All right. Let me go to the easy part first. So, first of all, welcome you both to the program.
Thank you. It's a delight
to have you here. So, Mac, let us begin. We talked butterflies last year, right?
We did.
So, this is an expansion on that.
Yes. It was so popular last year, and the winter was so severe, we decided that it would lift everybody's spirits, and people wanted it to come back, and so it's back right now until mid-April.
So, what do you experience when you go in?
Well, you get to work with a docent before you go in to talk about the difference between a butterfly and a moth, and you know, the state life cycle of a butterfly. We may talk a little bit about the blue morpho even, and show you a sample of that. But then we take you inside, and it's just a greenhouse with native plants, because we want people to know what kind of plants to put in their gardens to attract butterflies. And then we have local species of butterflies, monarchs, painted ladies, red admirals, swallowtail butterflies. They're beautiful and they're wonderful.
Where do you get butterflies?
Well, you can buy them through the mail, but we actually get caterpillars and hatch out our own butterflies. You can see all stages of development at our exhibit. You can see the caterpillars busy eating ground-up plant material.
Yep.
And you can see them making their chrysalis. You can see them hatching out of their chrysalis. And then you can see the butterfly stage.
So, but it seems there has to be like a staging, a point where you start this to where you get full butterfly, right?
There are companies who specialize in selling people butterfly products.
Okay.
They're also popular for weddings and other events.
Yes. Better than rice.
Right.
Or birdseed or any of that stuff. Sure, have a butterfly. Now, so in comes the event tonight, and tell us a little bit about how this fits in ultimately with what you're doing.
Well, you know, the study of life science has lots of applications to everyday life. And we thought this was a great example of bringing local research to our public so they could understand what real scientists are doing in the area. And this is nature has some important applications that we can learn from and produce products and improve our lives.
So, Dr. Podorilo, give us a sense of what you'll be talking about tonight. The name of the lecture is Learning from Nature. What are these advancing technologies that we're talking about?
Our group is working on the development of different types of advanced sensors. So I will show examples on how the bioinspired technologies are applied in everyday lives and bring some examples of our own research results on sensors that are better than conventional sensors.
So in learning from nature, let us go to the end result first. What are we ultimately trying to get to? And what you're hoping that nature will tell us about sensors that will allow us to do what?
If we talk about sensors, then, of course, there are quite a lot of different sensors already around us. But those sensors sometimes are not fast enough, sometimes they're not sensitive enough, sometimes they're not selective enough. In other words, they are responding to chemicals beyond the chemicals that we're interested them to respond. And understanding what are the limitations of existing sensors, we are developing sensors or these small devices with improved capabilities. So they will provide us the ability to operate better than existing devices.
An example might be a better detection of hazardous chemicals.
Okay.
More quickly.
That would be a real-world application.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Or maybe some small level or small concentration of a gas in the exhaled breath that can give us early indication about the disease.
Really? Okay.
Quite possible.
So just from the breath of what is contained in what you are exhaling.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So what can we learn from, what do butterflies have on us in this regard?
In this regard?
Yes.
We're just going to
put aside the whole flying
sure.
thing.
Sure,
that's
sure.
cool, and I don't, you know, that's sure. they have that on us.
So our interest was really in understanding the nanostructures of these butterfly wings that produce those iridescent, colorful, brilliant colors. And knowing how those structures are formed by nature, it gave us the ability to dream and improvise how our own fabricated sensors should look like in order to be better than the existing sensors. So we were really looking at the structures rather than function of live butterflies.
Okay, so it's more the design then.
Design.
And yes. It's nanoscale design.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at that, is it... let me see how I ask this as a question. Is it finite in what you are getting from the design of the butterfly and the butterfly wing, or is there still a lot unknown and it is sort of infinite in what could be derived from that?
I would say it's really infinite because first, like via mimicry, or the reason for my title of the talk is that there are three stages of this scientific research. So the first is you simply look at the nature and try to blindly mimic how it looks like.
Right.
But the most advanced one is that you've got the inspiration how those structures, natural structures, looked like. You tried to replicate them. You tried actually to learn the function. And then with all that knowledge, you go beyond the existing natural structures and improvise further and make the structures that are even better.
Is that bio-inspiration?
Yes. So okay. That's the final frontier, I would say.
Where are we now?
With these developments?
Yes.
So we started and completed the big program on the ability to nanofabricate these structures, and we have been testing them in the labs, and we were quite happy about their performance, and now we are interested to do more tests, but now outside the pristine lab conditions, in the field conditions, maybe in real applications.
So listen to that, and I say, okay, that's incredible, and that is amazing. So then your job, Mac, is to ultimately say, okay, this first of all, to let people come in and hear about that and realize that that's going on, but also in that comes, which seems inevitable, a more not only an understanding but more of an appreciation for the butterfly of something that many of us perhaps take for granted.
Well, and it ties back into the endangered species and some other things in science, because the more diverse creatures we have, the more possibility we have to learn applications. And there is so part of our job is to inspire future young scientists to take up the torch and make new innovations. And part of it is to inform the general public so that they can make good choices when they have to get into the political process. So because there are going to be issues regarding science and technology that an informed citizenry can better decide.
So when you do this, you are really looking for I can't think of a better way to put this, sort of a cradle-to-grave opportunity for people to understand what's going on scientifically.
Yes, and learning is lifelong, and so that's we want to serve everybody if we can, to just different levels.
Are you endlessly fascinated by nature and what we can learn from nature, not just butterflies, but from nature as a whole?
Yes, we keep our eyes open and we see the relations in natural structures, organisms that are quite complicated, and trying to see how can we, meaning the scientific community, how we can apply those relations, those new findings into the new technologies that don't exist yet but are of interest.
And it is stunning to think of, okay, that this creature can do this or has this ability, and this is something that we want to mimic, that we want to be able to fabricate in some way. So what is a timeline? And so I know that's probably a difficult question to answer, but what is a timeline on something like that of figuring that out from the time that you start the project to the time you say, okay, this is into an application that we can use?
If we look at the existing timelines on how the different types of technologies are being developed, or we look at the examples from the recent past, then typically from some idea in a, you know, in the shower or anywhere, it takes a lot of courage first to go from that idea to initial experiments, and then more detailed experiments in the lab, and then to see what is needed to take it outside the lab, and then how to apply it in practical model scenarios. So typically it takes 5, 10, some years, like something like that.
You are a principal scientist in chemistry and chemical engineering for GE Global Research. So what does your desk look like? I mean, what exactly are your various stations that you're working on at any given time?
So my desk looks like a lot of books and papers and notes and some of the sensor prototypes that are important for daily use, and I'm working on different projects with my teams, and so it's quite a busy office, and labs are neat but also filled with all kinds of important equipment pieces.
A lot going on. It's a fascinating exhibit that is going on at MySci. The Butterflies takes place, is open, and the Butterfly House open through April 19th. And the event is tonight at MySci, right? It will be tonight. It is entitled Learning from Nature. It begins at 7 o'clock at MySci in Schenectady.
Yes, and it's free, although we suggest a donation. But you can come for free.
And you can find out more information. We have all the information on our website at wamc.org/roundtable. Dr. Mac Suddeth, thank you very much. And Dr. Radoslav Podorilo, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.